Paul, you used the phrase this morning, kind of ebbs and flows of games that have kind of gone your way and haven't gone your way. Minutes in this game tonight went your way, didn't go your way. Is that the way you can sum up your most recent win, too?
That was well done, Lindsay. That was your question's better than my answer. I'd just say the first period was a big bulk of the game that we played in Buffalo. It's the way we played offensively in Ottawa. Didn't care for the second period. But I almost thought we needed to, let me rephrase it, we got a real bad break on the 3-2 goal. We got a bad break on the first one. We kicked the first one off, but we got a real bad, we almost needed that to snap back to, let's go back to what we were doing in the first, and then we did that when we were a much better hockey team.
Speaking of the first period, the two goals that Mark had, second time now in his career, he's hit 30. Yeah. Looks like he's feeling pretty good about his game.
Well, those guys have a certain style that they're good at, and they got it going in the third again, but the first one is going to be hand shooter, score those goals, but the second one is what that line can do, because you have Connor and Wheeler going to the net at that rate of speed with that size. It's going to open up a lane for him. So Mark's got the patience, the hands to pull that into the middle. But that's all because you got two men that skate the way that they do. The D don't have a choice on that play. That's a tough. It's nearly impossible to defend that 3-on-2.
Paul, how would you describe the way that Andrew Kopp has embraced the shift to the fourth line role? Can't be easy to. It's a reduction in minutes, but.
Well, Andrew's a very bright man. I mean, if you want to sit down and talk about what happened in the game tonight or any play, he can tell you. And I mean that in a positive, very positive way. He captures the whole game. It didn't take him very long to figure out when he went out with those two guys. They spent a fair amount of time in the offensive zone, and there was action to be had there. So at first you're going, you know, what are my minutes going to look like? You know, it's a demotion to the fourth line. But it didn't take him too long, so he didn't sulk. After about the first game, he kind of looked around and went, "Well, we might be able to do something here." And they've been good. You know, it's been good too, because I've been able to flatten the minutes out quite a bit for players, getting more of that just incrementally a little more every night. I had them out with 3.5 left to go in the game. But Andrew's aware of the fact that he's out playing with two guys and the three of them fit together.
How would you assess your power play tonight? Are they making any progress?
Yeah, we had a bunch of shots.
What did you think of that play that Wheeler makes, not only getting the puck to Mark, but then kind of creating some space for him there on that second goal?
Well, that's what they're so powerful. He said that it's this rate of speed that those guys come up the ice. So there's a bunch of different options when he kicks that puck. He can try to, you know, slow down and go in behind. They can roll out and find a seam, but they just drove straight through. Pulled off enough room for Mark to get that puck across his body. That's a hands shot, you know, as a right-hand shot, pulling it from the right side and beating a goaltender like he did. That's what they're good at. When they drive with speed, they're just the chaos they create from it is hard to handle.